Pleased to welcome Don Stevenson to the program this morning. Don, a distinguished career in athletics and coaching and school administration. Don, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Don, a longtime friend, and of course, Don has lived in Marshall County for how many years?
Well, I lived practically my whole life because I had a place at the lake I built in 55. And of course, we moved to Franklin, but we'd come back every weekend and stay there. So,
Don Stevenson was a player at Murray State University and was a member of Murray State University's first OVC championship team. Don, how many years or what years were you at Murray State as a player?
I went there in 46, 47, and graduated in 51.
Yeah, you guys started one heck of a tradition there at Murray
State. We did. I feel like we did.
Yeah. A lot of great players during that time.
Great players.
Yourself and Benny Purcell.
Benny and Garrett Beshear and Gene Garrett and Madison Stanford and Melvin DeWeese. And we were seniors at the time. And,
yeah.
We did a few things that other teams hadn't been able to do, but we had a big time. We had a good coach, Harlan Hodges, and however, I did play for three coaches when I was a freshman.
Is that right? Who were the coaches that you played for
Miller,
as a freshman?
Miller recruited me when I was a freshman. And during the season, they fired him. And then Carlisle Cutchin, who was a legend over there, had been there and coached everything. And he took over to finish out the year. And then they hired Harlan Hodges, starting my sophomore year. So,
what year was it that you won that first OVC championship? What year?
51.
1951.
My senior year.
Had Racer Arena been built by then?
No. We played the old Carr Health Building.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if you've been in it. I'm sure you've been in it, but
yeah.
It was a real fancy gym.
Yeah.
That's where we ended up.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, I was coaching Lone Oak, and we went back and played at Race Arena tournament.
Yeah. But, Don Stevenson is my guest this morning. Don, you played at Louisville Valley High School,
Louisville,
is that right?
Valley.
Went to the state tournament how many times?
I went 3 years.
3 years to the state tournament.
Yeah, I was a freshman and sophomore and junior. We went. And then I went to service. I quit school and went in the Navy because they was about to draft me, and I was 18 years old. So they were about to draft me, so I had two brothers in the Navy, so I wanted to go in the Navy. So I went, and I served a year. And by the time when they heard I was coming, the war was over. So they let all the reserves out in the year, and I came back. And signed up, went to finish my senior year in high school.
Is that right? Where'd you play your senior year?
At Valley.
At Valley.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But went to the state tournament for 3 years. At that time, was the state tournament, was it being played in the old Louisville Armory, or had it moved to Freedom Hall yet?
Yeah, no. I didn't know anything about Freedom Hall back then. It was the old Armory, and I don't know how many were seated, but it wasn't the best in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your recollections?
No, I played the 11-I Gymnasium in Kentucky. That's Kentucky when I was a freshman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that where the state tournament was your freshman year?
Mm-hmm.
At Old Alumni Gym
old
there in UK?
Old Alumni Gym in
what are your recollections of the state tournament from those years? Give us a...
Well, it was... First one I went to was up in Lexington. Of course, I was just a kid then, and I didn't get in the game. I did a good job on the bench, but they had Wawa Jones, and they played, and it wasn't a tournament like it is now, but they had a crowd, everything was full when we played.
Yeah. Don Stevenson is my guest. Don went to the state tournament as a player at Louisville Valley High School. as he talked about, went on to the Navy, and after he got out of the Navy, finished up high school and ended up at Murray State, and was a member of Murray State's first OVC championship team. Talk about some of the interesting stories from your days at playing at Murray State.
Well, there were several. Of course, I went there. Back then it was pretty open. You had tryouts. You could have kids come in during the summer, and they work out and try out, and you could select who you wanted. But he offered me a scholarship when I was not graduated. So I was hoping to go to Western. That was probably my first choice. But that was a time that all the veterans came back, you know, and they had a pretty good bunch of veterans. It was good. And so I decided, I'll go to Murray. So I called him and told him. He said, "I'm sorry, I just gave that scholarship away." I said, "Well, of course, I was on GI Bill 2 years, college paid for it." But anyway, I said, "Okay, I'll come down anyway." And because I went down there, I liked the town and liked the area. And so I went down there and was waiting to get a scholarship. And at the time, I didn't know what I was going to do, but he said, "I'll give you a scholarship." Well, in the meantime, we fired him, and then Cutchin came in, and I was playing for Cutchin, and I was probably a sixth man. When I got through, I said, "Cutchin, what about getting that scholarship?" He said, "Well, I said, we're going to change coaches here. I said, I'm going to let him decide what you're going to do." So here Hodges came in, and I met with him, and he said, "Well, I can't give you. You show me what you can do." So I played first five ball for a semester before I went on a scholarship. So I went on then, and of course I had 2 years paid for it, so it didn't matter, but I was running out of money, so I had to do something. So it all worked out good for me.
Talk about that 1951 season, the OVC championship season, the first of Murray State's many OVC championships. I'm trying to think who all was in the conference. That was the very early days of the OVC, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you had, what, Murray and Western?
Western, Murray, Eastern, Moorhead, Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if Tech was in.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
And, it was first. That was Western. Of course, they dropped out a couple of years. But we played them, and we beat them. We played Tech on about a Thursday night and beat them, so we play on Saturday morning. We played Western on the second game, and Eastern won. So whoever would play Eastern in the final. So we beat Western 1 point in overtime. So we went back to the hotel, ate a quick bite, went back to the old armory, and started playing and played Eastern that night. We had about an hour's rest. So
is that right? So you played two games in one day,
and we beat Eastern, I think, 9 points.
Yeah,
to win the championship.
Was that in Louisville? You mentioned Armory, so that was in Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was 1951. Now, after you won the OVC, you went on. What was the next tournament that you played in? Was that the?
We didn't play.
Yeah.
It came out in the papers that the winner of the, they thought Western was going to win it. The winner would be invited to the tournament. But, and surely they were invited instead of us. So we just laid out that end of the season. We didn't play tournaments.
No kidding.
After that.
So OVC champions, 1951. Don Stevenson, our guest, he was a member of that team. Don went on and got involved in coaching and was in coaching for a number of years and then got into education administration. Don, you coached at Lone Oak. Was that your first coaching job after going to Murray State?
First and last.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I had a great bunch of kids and I enjoyed it, but with four kids, the pay wasn't real good, so yeah. I had to look ahead to see, so I figured administration would probably be better. So yeah. That's when I was moved into administration.
You were Purchase Coach of the Year, right. And I think we've decided that was 1955 at Lone Oak. Yeah. Had some really good teams at Lone Oak. Who are some of your more notable players that you coached at Lone Oak?
Well, I coached the Buchanan boys, Tom and Bob, Larry Harper, Jack Bassey, and just a few.
You mentioned Tom and Bob Buchanan, certainly really influential guys in the world of athletics and education and this part of the world. And Tom Buchanan was president of the Board of Control for the Kentucky High School Athletic Association for many years and was a great coach in his own right. Had a lot of great teams.
And
went to the state tournament a couple of times, I think, at Carlisle County.
Yeah.
But you had some really good teams. And back in those days, taking nothing away from the accomplishment of going to the state tournament now, because just getting to the state tournament and getting out of the regional tournament is such a great accomplishment. But when I sit and talk to folks like Don Stevenson, you're reminded of how many teams were in the region at that particular time.
And they all was good.
And they were all pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, we had to, being at Lone Oak, we had to compete against Tillman.
Yeah.
That's when Otis Stanley was coaching, and it was always tough. They had a good team, and we ended up battling it out to see who, needless to say, they won most of the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a good playing relationship, and then there was Bandana, and there was Wycliffe.
Yeah.
Wycliffe, they beat us. In district tournament, and the boy was good down at Wycliffe. Rollins?
Yeah.
Phil?
Phil Rollins,
He scored 37 points against us.
Yeah.
And every time I see him now, he goes up 3-7.
He played at Louisville. Of course, his brother was a member of the Fabulous Five
at
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Don Stevenson, our guest. Don, when you were coaching at Lone Oak, to be named Purchase Coach of the Year, that's quite an honor in and of itself. But I was thinking about, you mentioned Otis Denning down at Paducah Tillman. I know Jack Story, I guess, was at Mayfield
Jack
at that
Story
particular
Mayfield,
time.
Right.
Was McCoy Terry coaching at Sedalia at that time?
We coached the Guthrie boys. Yeah. We went over and beat them.
Boy, you had some real tough coaches to go against, didn't you?
Gunnar Wyman,
Gunnar Wyman. Yeah, he's in the Indiana Hall of Fame.
He won the state tournament.
Vincent, wasn't he? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and he's a native of Mayfield,
right? Yeah, Gunnar Wyman. One of my best friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, he
passed away, four, five, six years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Talk about him. Talk about Gunnar Wyman, because you hear a lot of stories about him.
Well, Gunnar, he was a different kind of coach, but he knew how to coach. And he had some good players, especially at Wingo.
Yeah.
See, they was rated right at the top, Frank Wagner.
I guess he coached Frank Wagner, didn't he?
Yeah, Spider Wag. He coached him, and we wanted to play them at Sedalia, and I didn't have a real good ball team, but they was picked 20 points to beat us, and we. We beat them 20 points.
Is that right?
Yeah. And old Gunner came up to him and he said, "Well, if somebody beat me, I'd rather be you than anybody else I know of."
So he was
some kind of. Anyway, he went up in the Indiana coast.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, that one of the teams he played all the time. Would give him a hard time when he'd go up there because he wasn't used to winning. He beat him. So yeah. He told us, when I die, I'll put it on my tombstone. I'd rather be here than in Jasper, Indiana.
Yeah, I've heard that. And that's true. That's on his tombstone.
We buried him over there. That was pallbearer. And I said, I'm just going to check and make sure. I walked back in, and it was on there.
He won... How many games? I mean, he retired as one of the all-time winningest coaches nationwide, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. We went to induction into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Barney Sweet and Frank Wagner and a couple of others went up there for his inductance.
Yeah.
And his boy still lives up here at the lake where Gerber used to live.
Is that right?
He coaches in Evansville. He did, but he's retired now. Yeah. So he had success.
Yeah. Don Stevenson is my guest. Don, a great player in his own right, went to the state tournament 3 times at Louisville Valley High School. Then played at Murray State, was a member of the first OVC championship team at Murray State University. Don, where was the toughest place that you guys had to play when you were at Murray State?
I can tell you real quick. We made it up Death Valley. We made a trip, played Eastern, Moorhead, one of Huntington, Marshall County.
Marshall University.
Yeah. We played the 3 games in over a weekend.
Yeah.
And of course, that was a junior. We lost all 3 of them.
Yeah.
So on the way back, we was on a bus and got close to Murray. I said, Coach, I said, you think they have the band out waiting for us? Well, he didn't think it was very funny. He got pulled into Murray, got ready to get off. He said, I'll give you 30 minutes. I want you out back here at the gym. Of course, they had a training school game in the main gym. So we had to go up to the girls' gym and practice. That's when we got off the bus. So.
Yeah. And that was Coach Harlan Hodges?
Coach Hodges. I was honored. He had a daughter, and I was... 3 of us, he chose to be in the wedding, and I thought that was an honor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Don Stevenson is our guest, enjoying our time reminiscing with Don. So you made the decision, even though you'd had a great deal of success at Lone Oak, you thought with a growing family you needed to make a little more money. So you got into.
I was making $297 a month. And with 4 kids, and I said, something's got to give.
Yeah.
And that was for 9 months.
Yeah.
Of course, we had to find another employment for 3 months.
Yeah. What'd you do when the summer rolled around? Did you?
Well, I got my wife's father was a floor sander over Mayfield.
Yeah.
So I got in with him, and he taught me how to finish floors.
Yeah.
And so, summertime, I'd go out and finish floors.
Yeah.
I did every gym in this area, I think. Yeah. Finished.
Who was, when you were coaching at Lone Oak there in the mid-50s, late-50s, who was the best player that you saw in this area?
Well,
put you on the spot.
That was Crittenden. Yeah, he was good. Yeah. And Doodles.
Yeah.
And,
of course, they were from the Cuba team. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Rollins. And, so,
and you mentioned Frank Wagner.
Oh, yeah. Played against Frank that bunch. Ken Ray was on there with the Mullins boys.
Yeah.
And there were several good ball players back there.
Yeah. So you get into administration, into school administration. Where was your first job as a principal?
Well, I went and they opened a new Lone Oak Elementary School, the one with pods. And so I applied for it and got the job as the principal there. So I opened that school, and and then stayed there 2 years, and they moved me over to Heath as principal at Heath.
Did you miss coaching when you got out of it? Did you?
Yeah, but it, I got to the point it was tearing me up.
Yeah.
Getting sick before games, and I took it pretty hard. I was pretty serious about it. But
who were some of your assistant coaches when you were at Lone Oak?
What was that?
Who were some of your assistant coaches when you were at Lone Oak?
I didn't know they had such a thing.
No assistant coaches. It was just you.
I coached 7th grade, the 8th grade, the freshman, the junior varsity, and the varsity.
Yeah.
Besides carrying the full load of teaching and assistant principal. So,
wow. So you spent a lot of years at Franklin Simpson as a principal.
Principal, and for I think 5 years. Then I went director of pupil personnel for 2 years, and I didn't like that, so I went back as elementary principal.
Yeah.
And I retired in 84 from there.
Yeah. I guess you probably knew some of those great athletes that came out of Franklin Simpson there during those years. You probably were acquainted with Joker Phillips, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I had him in school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, former football coach at UK.
Yeah. I was familiar with that whole family.
Yeah. Yeah, so you retired in 1984 from school administration.
Yep. Yeah,
after how many years altogether?
35.
35 years.
Yeah, my service time.
Don Stevenson is my guest. Don was a member of the first OVC championship team at Murray State University. Don, talk about the crowds back in the day for Murray State's games, because now you see Murray State roll into town. Big crowds show up when the Racers go on the road because of that great tradition that you guys helped get going there. Of course, the Racers draw extremely well for their home games. What were the crowds like back in the day?
It was full, but it wasn't very many time a student body got in there. It wasn't many seats available.
Yeah.
And it was packed, and they was pretty tight on who they let in.
Yeah.
So I tell you this, it was one of the games we was playing. Benny Purcell let somebody else use the student card identification to get in. Well, he got to the gate and he didn't have it, and they wouldn't let him in. So he went down and got Coach Hodges, and he came up and got told to let him in.
Yeah, you got to let this guy in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
who was the best player you played against in college?
Well, that Eastern always had a bunch of, and Western, they all had a bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
And, I don't know an individual, but we flew up to first team to fly for Murray. So
is that
we
right?
flew up to New York and played Long Island University and Seton Hall. And San Bonaventure on a road trip. So that was a good experience.
Yeah. How'd you come out on that road trip? Did you win all of those games?
No. Well, we thought we'd go play a Madison Square Garden, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to play Long Island University. We ain't going to play. We got up there. They took this old building and had an elevator. We went up to the 7th floor. And played on the 7th floor. And that's when Mason Colt, are you familiar with Mason?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he came out, he forgot, he took 2 left shoes with him.
Uh-oh.
so he came out with two left shoes, and Colt got on pretty hard. And,
yeah.
Of course, we didn't have assistant coaches, we didn't have trainers, and we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Like you do now.
Yeah.
Some of them got 4 or 5 assistants. We didn't have any.
Yeah.
It's hottest.
Don Stevenson is my guest. Now, Don, of course, most people will know your daughter. is Diane Bargey. She's the principal at Benton Elementary School. Your son-in-law is Ray Bargey, and a lot of people know Ray, and he was a great athlete himself, played football at the University of Kentucky, and of course you've had some grandkids that have been athletes out here at Marshall County.
Steven, Rachel, played basketball, and of course, she married Evan Long, and they expected the first baby in about another month, I think.
What will that baby play with? You know, Evan was a great soccer player. He played basketball. He was a good basketball player. And Rachel was a good basketball player.
I don't know. Steven was
a multi-sport athlete in the making there. And you talk about Steve. Of course, Steven, your grandson, was on a district championship football team.
Quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback on that team. Yeah. And
I enjoyed it all. I never missed a game we played it, I guess, basketball and football, too.
So. Did you play football in high school?
Yeah, I did. I played senior year. I came out of the service, and they just started football at Valley.
Yeah.
So I went out and made the team and made all-conference. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, but, you know, back then, I came out of the service. I was an old man, see.
Yeah.
So it made a difference. I could tell the difference.
Yeah.
At 1 year age.
Yeah. So. Don Stevenson is my guest. You were talking about your grandchildren that have played out here at Marshall County, that have been athletes at Marshall County High School. Steven, your grandson, we talked about that that district championship team that he was on. That was 2007. I'll never forget the memory is still very vivid to me of that comeback they made in the playoffs when they were down by two touchdowns with about 5.5 minutes to play and came back and won that game.
Won the game. Yeah. I can still see him pass it.
Yeah.
For the final. Most boy's name was
Alan Williams.
Alan Williams. Yeah, he threw that right over the center.
I didn't think they had much of a chance when they were down by two touchdowns that late in the game, but they pulled it off, didn't they?
But I don't know whether it was a win or a loser. They played
Saint Xavier,
in the next game, and that was it wasn't pretty, but they hung in there pretty good. I was proud of them.
Don Stevenson, my guest. Don was a member of Murray State University's first OVC championship team in 1951. He later went on, was a successful coach at Lone Oak, was purchased coach of the year, and I think we've decided that was 1955. We're trying to go by memory, then got into school administration and had a number of great years in school administration. Don, one of my favorite events that I've been to is the reunion, the kind of the reunion that they have when a lot of players get together eat, and they do that. I think they're planning another one of those for a little bit later on in the year.
It's a legend, they call them.
The Legends Dinner, right. That's a good name for it.
Yeah, because there's all there. Doodle Floyd.
Yeah.
And
you hear a lot of stories there.
Yeah.
I guess most of them are true, aren't they?
Well, most ones I told were true. I don't know about these other ones.
Well, Don, it's been a real pleasure to visit with you, and thank you so much for spending some time with us and enjoyed hearing the stories.
Well, I enjoyed being with you. I always respected you as one of the best announcers that I've heard in a long time. So.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Don, and thank you so much for spending some time with us. Don Stevenson, our guest.